Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I speak to the audience often about how powerful you are, and I wonder at times if you really understand what I mean. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And I'm not talking about as a collective. I'm talking about you as an individual. Now, how you apply that power could be as part of the collective. Years ago, over a decade, I was in my upstairs on the third floor of my house in what was I called my media room. It's probably a little bit overblown. It had a couple of chairs in it that you could put cup holders in, and it had my big screen TV. That was the definition of my media room. But I wanted to live like white folks, so I needed to call it that. It was a bedroom converted. But long story short, I was watching TV. I saw that the Democrats were going to win the presidency. This was in the latter part of 2008. And I knew where we were headed. It was between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I saw this transition coming. I even said, I remember looking at the TV as the Democrats were spewing their nonsense and Obama was coming across as a silver-tongued devil. And I knew he was about to be anointed baby black Jesus because I just saw the cult of personality that was happening. And that was when I got frustrated and I started writing. And people said it was born of jealousy. And I'm born of jealousy of what? That a black guy was going to win the presidency. That's what leftists were telling me at the time. And I'm like, I couldn't care less whether this man was black, white, or indifferent. What I cared about was that he was using his blackness for his own benefit, denying his whiteness, and effectively not being an American. The things that he was saying were antithetical to anything that I believed. And Hillary Clinton was worse, but I watched Hillary just getting beat down. There was a point where you could tell she was like, what do I have to do to get to be president? You know, here comes this ingenue, a guy that was barely a senator, and now he was starting to overtake her. Fast forward. The race is going on. Hillary finally conceded. And I happened to be in Washington, D.C. on business, not political, but business for my what I do now, and going to probably some event. And I meet up with a staunch Hillary supporter. I mean, this guy had Hillary signs all over his apartment, but they were put away. You know, they were stacked up against the wall. I mean, enough to where he could have run his own campaign. And it turns out he's a gay guy who worked for Hillary Clinton. And he was adamantly against Obama. And I was like, wow, you know, why are you adamantly against Obama? I'm going to get back to how powerful you are. So hang in there, folks. By the way, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And if you go to that website, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you click anything, you help me. It's that simple. God forbid you actually do something there. There are things there that can help you get money back, so to speak. For example, if you're overpaying for your meds, and there are things there that help us, but also help the cause. For example, theflickfest.com. If you go there, watch a few movies. These are movie shorts, mostly. Some great long films, and we're growing it all the time. We put up 80 new films in the last couple of weeks. But long story short, go check it out. So going back to this, so I'm at this guy's house. He's a gay guy. He and his partner, they've got these Hillary signs, and he cannot stand Obama. And so I go, why is that? He goes, you have any idea what these people did to us during the campaign? No, I don't. I knew Obama overtook Hillary, and, you know, that was that. He goes, oh, man. He goes, we were in Indianapolis. There's Obama, you know, we've got our side. He goes, Hillary had the money. She had the momentum, et cetera. She, you know, everything was going in her favor. And then suddenly there was a shift. And he says, we're it was either Indianapolis or Bloomington, Indiana. And he says, we had set up our offices, you know, Hillary, I'm with her. It wasn't I'm with her, but it was whatever her slogan was at the time. And he says, we were threatened. You either leave here or we will burn you down. He says, black folks, black Democrats, people who were probably for Hillary at the, in that moment, said, if you're not out of this, once Obama came on the scene and they set up his office, they threatened to burn them down. And he says, I said, what'd you guys do? He goes, we got the heck out of there. He goes, they weren't kidding. This is the type of government we have, where when someone gets a cult of personality and the cult becomes a religion, that's why I call Obama baby black Jesus, but that cult becomes a religion, then all bets are off. And we find ourselves in that right now. I'm going to get to something Tucker said in a monologue where he called it the cult of the coronavirus. But this is where we are, folks, where the psychological warfare that's going on right now in America, the us versus thems, is happening. And I predicted it, and many of you did as well. But I'm telling you how well I predicted it, because I told you there's going to be the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And I don't know if you saw it, but the governor of New York wore a necklace, a gold necklace that has vaxxed on it. That's where we are. So when you think about all the strategies that we apply here, and we, you know, I joke, I make a lot of jokes here, because what I say to people is, belying the joke is the real problem. And that's where you come in. You are so important. You don't realize, as I was sitting in that little room watching Barack Obama overtake Hillary Clinton, and I said to myself, I had started blogging, and a guy out of Tennessee, his name is Matt, he said, he discovered my blog. I thought I was writing to myself. He read it. I was actually writing it to my family, a family of Democrats, a family of idolic worshipers of all things Democrat. Listening to a man talk about partial birth abortion, I got more reverends and pastors in my family you can shake a stick at. And they were all for baby black Jesus and the baby killing machine that he create, that he was going to, you know, propagate, known as the Democratic Party. The black killing machine, the black, the initiative stealing, the dream stealing machine known as the Democrats that has harmed black people in countless ways. And harm this country in even more countless ways. And that's who they were going to vote for. So I started writing. And I remember having a conversation with myself and a little bit with God, where I said, look, if you're going to do this, you're going to do it to the hilt. You're going to do it in a way that it makes an impact. It leaves something on the world. And it wasn't selfishly driven. In fact, quite the opposite, because I lost a lot of money doing it. We'll be back and I'll tell you more.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't get discouraged that conservatives don't congregate around political issues. We do congregate for church. We congregate to fellowship and things like that. So here's what I will tell you. I see our ability to congregate around political issues as an opportunity. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Our ability to finally say, you know what, we're going to rally behind something is what scares the absolute hell out of the leftist. Yeah, now, going back to what I said earlier, our individuality, our inability to want to come together with stuff, which we all pretty much recognize as our weakness, because the Democrats, the leftists, will come together to get to us. Even though they're disparate in many other ways, they will congregate in order to get us. It becomes their religion. I love the individualist. And I'll tell you, as a strong, devout individualist, I will tell you it is my strength and it is my weakness. The individual spirit is what gets me up in the morning. I define it as the American spirit. It gets me up in the morning to say, Kevin, you better go hunting or gathering or farming or do something, because that nobody else is going to do it for you. You're going to have to pay your way and pave your way, make your way. And that's what I do. I get up every morning and I say to myself, what am I going to do to provide my service to the world? What is that? There was a time when I was designing computers and other equipment and I could physically see it. I could see what my result was, right? Or in management consulting, I go into a company and I, you know, do something inside of that company that saves them money and brings more money to the bottom line. Therefore, they could continue to produce their goods and services cheaper and get it to the public, yada, yada, yada. I could see it. Now it's less visible. It's in the form of, what are you going to go do to do that? How do I empower you to feel better about yourselves? How do I push back on this crazy world that we now live in? Anyway, I have learned to sacrifice part of my individuality for the greater good. So have you. You make donations to charity. In your case, you may even make donations to us. I help other organizations thrive. I tell them, hey, look, why bother putting in all this infrastructure? It's going to cost you a lot of time and energy and money when you can focus on your message. We'll handle some of that infrastructure and we'll do it. Just keep our team busy and we'll do that for you. And certain organizations have used us for that. The Heritage Foundation, the Goldwater Institute, many others. If say, we love your work, Kevin, help us out. Smaller organizations, we help them and say, hey, you got to get your fundraising going. You got to do this. You got to do that. And we explain how to do it. That's our service. And that's our sacrifice. So we do know how to come together and we say, okay, this is for the greater good. I will tell you this. Conservatives are more concerned about the greater good and helping not only the country, but helping the world. There is no better group of people to do that. If they could somehow quantitize leftism and conservatism and say who's actually giving more and helping more, we conservatives are exponentially more giving, humanitarian, philanthropic, etc., than these leftist pukes. Don't believe anything different. You don't need a poll for it. Guarantee you. But what I won't sacrifice for, folks, is the cult of leftism. I saw a graphic that reminded us to set our clocks back. And it was in reference to the winter solstice, going from daylight savings time to daylight standard time, I believe. But the graphic declared that America set its clocks back to 1942. And it showed Germans and Jews showing their papers to Nazi military people back in 1942 versus Americans today being asked to show their papers so they could get into a venue or, you know, the vaccine passports and all of that. And it was powerful imagery to me. You don't need to be a historian to understand that if leftists had their way, we would be living like the Germans did, well, more like the Jews did under Nazi rule, and also the German citizens. If you see something, say something. Tattletales. People that worship the government. The government was more all-powerful. It was bigger than God. And we'll get more into that here later in the broadcast. Now, as you conjure up that image that I just talked about, the Nazi, in 1942, the declaration to set your clocks back to 1942, that meme, and maybe you even saw the meme, I want you to consider how often Democrats and other leftists refer to conservatives as Nazis. The reason why I even dare to call them Nazis, I call them Gestapo. You know, it's intentionally so. The reason why I call the people, for example, who want us to take a shot that we don't have to take, for whatever reason, there is no logical reason to take a Wu flu shot. None. I'm going to say this. Just like with the flu shot, if you want to take it, fine. But if you think that shot is going to actually help you with this disease, you're pretty much mistaken. It's going to help a few people, but not nearly enough for you to want to mandate everybody take it. But the Democrats call us Nazis. I call them Gestapo because they are. They call us Nazis because they are the Nazis. You already know what I've told you before. They're going to tell you who they are right to your face. You Nazi! Because they know they're Nazis. So when I say the Gestapo social media, what do you think Zuckerberg is? Ironically, a Jewish guy who's using the tactics of the Nazis to make you conform. All these people that want you, the media, all these people in a cabal to make you do something that you know is not right for you. There's a saying in French, Kitsikus Sakus. And it roughly translates to, if he who excuses himself accuses himself. Now, some people see it as, well, it's Kevin, it was meant to be, if you apologize for something, then people will assume you did it. But it's also got a double meaning where it's the person that says, if you want to tell me that I'm something, maybe you're it. The ability to identify fallacies is part of what I wanted to talk about today. And it came up in a discussion I was having about logical fallacies. It was a discussion we were having about the Wu Flu and these James O'Keefe's video that just came out where the president of one of the companies said, don't take our shot. Not the president, but one of the people in that company said, don't take our shot. A scientist could cause cancer. Could do all kinds of other things. Are you hearing this? Is anybody giving you the truth about that except through undercover video? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. On the Senate floor Wednesday morning, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that Democrats are crafting a stopgap bill. Schumer said that the bill will extend government funding to December 3rd and will provide long-sought emergency relief to areas affected by Hurricane Ida, as well as emergency funding for the ongoing Afghan special immigrant crisis. This is USA Radio News. Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, decried on Newsmax President Joe Biden's tax increases. Appearing Tuesday on Spicer & Company, Braun expressed skepticism about Biden's proposed corporate and individual tax increases. Saturday, the president tweeted, "My Build Back Better agenda costs $0. Then why raise taxes?" Braun asked.
So many things can come together to take what was the best economy we had pre-COVID, and it looks like we're doing everything in the book to ruin it, and it was working back then.
The volcano in the Canary Islands continues to spew after 10 days of activity. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Authorities in Spain's Canary Islands off the African coast on Wednesday told residents on the western coast of La Palma to seal doors and windows with tape and wet towels to ward off toxic gases spewed by lava from Cumbre Vieja. The volcano has been active for 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm amazed at how illogical many Americans are behaving, and we're going to get more into that in just a bit. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. There are people in this country who would force you to get vaccinated because of their fear. What would you do? Think about just the idea of that, that somebody has a fear of heights, but you don't get to fly because they have a fear of heights or a fear of planes or a fear of planes crashing or whatever their fear is. But you don't get to fly. Why? Because it's for the greater good. That's right. It's for the greater good. That's the thing that we're being told. Everything that we're supposed to do is for the collective. It's for the greater good. Well, where does the responsibility of me pursuing my happiness come in? Leftists don't seem to care. Alan West, buddy of mine, former congressman, he says, "I'm tired of liberals dividing this country into little groups, setting them up upon each other, breeding spite and envy, then having the nerve to accuse conservatives of hatred." And I go back to the fallacies. This is from a website. "The ability to identify logical fallacies in an argument of others and to avoid them in one's own arguments is both valuable and increasingly rare. Fallacious reasoning keeps us from knowing the truth, and the inability to think critically makes us vulnerable to manipulation by those skilled in the art of rhetoric." Yeah, rhetoric is an art. Most people probably don't think about it, except in poetry or, you know, maybe novels. But no, regular rhetoric, how you communicate to somebody, is an art. I've used this example before, but it is legit. When you, Melissa and I were trying to, we had our son at an immersion school in St. Louis, a French immersion school. He studied French only for 3 years, maybe 4 years. And there was a big mouth black dude who kept talking about, "Man, this school and black. Everything was, what y'all doing teaching these people about the French people? They're in French immersion school, you clown." So anyway, this guy just is a big mouth. And finally, he gets shut up. Somebody challenges him, all right?
Okay, well, I did. So the people come up afterwards, and you know what they said? These young black couples in a school, 70% black kids in the inner city of St. Louis, a dangerous area. The kids, people would get killed two blocks from this school. I'm not exaggerating that one bit. St. Louis is absolutely dangerous. The school was a block and a half from the police station. And vagrants would go by this school all the time, drunk, prostitutes, you name it. But this woman, a black lesbian chick owned this school that was 70% black kids, and this big mouth black dude is constantly talking about, man, we need to teach black this and black that. It is a language immersion school that taught French, Spanish, and Mandarin Chinese. And this guy is complaining. And he finally gets shut down. And you know what those young black couples did? They came over to us and we go, man, I'm so glad y'all said something, man. You know, that dude's a big mouth. And we were like, well, why won't you speak up? Man, I don't have the words. I can't speak like you. They don't have the artistic ability to form words that express their views. Now, lucky for us, conservatives are a little bit more boisterous. We understand that. But there are many of you who don't feel like you have a way to say it, or you feel like you can't.
Kevin, I can't say that because I'm not black.
I say stuff about white people. I ain't white. What are you not? I'm not gay. I talk about gay people. I don't care. Here's the thing about my conversations about these folks. I don't have a dog in a fight. I'm not criticizing your gayety. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to. If you want to live that life, that's up to you, man. Any more than you want to be a vegan or you want to live out in the wilderness with no neighbors. It may all seem a little weird, but if that's your lifestyle, dude, that's your lifestyle. But it doesn't mean I can't talk about it. Make observations. That's what life is about. That's how we come to various conclusions about things. Anyway, the site goes on to say this. A logical fallacy is, roughly speaking, an error of reasoning. When someone adopts a position or tries to persuade someone else to adopt the position based on a bad piece of reasoning, they, commit a fallacy. I say roughly speaking because this definition has a few problems. The most important of which are outlined below. Some logical fallacies are more common than others, and so have been named and defined. When people speak of logical fallacies, they often mean to refer to the collection of well-known errors of reasoning rather than fallacies in the broader technical sense given above. When he talked about the art of rhetoric. So, I could give you fallacies, things that we'd say, like, for example, your parents are right, or your parents won't do you harm, things like this. Or we all want, what's best for the country, things like this. That's all, it's nonsense. There are many, and they give examples of, all men are male, therefore all males are men, and things like this. And it's a great website. And I have a very similar thing. It's in a book form. And I was debating on did I want to release it as a book, but it's got a lot of old analogies, and I may update it. But it was, how do you argue effectively? Because, number one, I wanted my kids to be able to critically think. Before you jump to a conclusion, ask a question. When I started the Black Sphere organization, which, you guys know, the blacksphere.net is where we write our articles, I said to myself, in order to do this properly, you can't exclude any thought, any ideas, because when you do that, there's a problem. In order to look at a problem effectively, you have to know every side. And I'm not talking about left and right. See, that's linear. I'm talking about from every angle of the sphere. All problems fit inside of the sphere. That's the way I was thinking about it when I started the Black Sphere. And the only thing that could get out of it, and I was thinking black hole, is something that resonates above all. Think about Euclid when he wrote the mathematical books. He says, I'm going to give you the laws of, this.
You know, every single thing that even is obvious to you, I'm going to define it as an irrefutable law. That's why Euclid's book is so important to mathematicians, because it's irrefutable. That book was written hundreds of years ago, and there is nothing in it that you can point at and go, nope, that's been disproven. That's what he wanted to do. So I want to do the same thing in politics, so to speak, is give you just absolute truths that you can live by. Now, if we look at that and we say, well, where's absolute truth? Of course, absolute truth comes from a belief in something bigger than yourself, and things that you like, I'll use the Ten Commandments. You may not like them, but they're pretty absolute, you know, in terms of it's not a good thing to kill somebody. So why do leftists hate religion? Why do they hate what we stand for? I just gave it to you. It's based on absolutes. It's based on things that will stand the test of time. What we're talking about today is something, I talk about it in the context of this radio show. No matter when you listen to anything I've talked about, it's going to be truth. Because we're seeking it. And we're seeking it together. But I promise you, if I'm saying it, I believe it to be the truth. I have analyzed it, and I'm not talking about the stories like, you know, Kevin, this story came out and three people were killed in Chicago and it turned out there were four. Oh, okay, sorry. I'm talking about the underlying truth behind it. There's not a day you can listen to this show and go, well, Kevin lied about that. Nope. Seeking the truth. Leftists hate it. They hate that you have built a life where there is no logical fallacy. When you speak, you're speaking something that, quite frankly, may impact you as well. I'll give you an example. Freedom of choice. Freedom of choice in getting this shot. Who can argue that? Oh, but Kevin, there is the collective. Okay, great. I accept your concept of the collective, that we all need to look out for each other. Now let's determine when that needs to happen. You think that should happen on a disease that targets over 70-year-old people, and you want everybody to get this shot? Are you when we get the disease, the non-70-year-olds and less, the numbers drop so dramatically, it's less than the seasonal flu. And then you try to convince me that my own body's antibodies, what I'm creating to fight this thing, is less than what you can create in a lab. You want me to believe in this so-called modern science versus what my body does. How modern is modern science when it comes to my body? Pretty modern.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned earlier that logical fallacy is born of the idea that
You know, you don't want to believe in these truths. So liberals, leftists will wage stupid arguments. Stupid arguments. They want to force you to do something because of their irrational fear. And in this case of the Wu flu, it is irrational. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Tucker did a great job of discussing this in the context of religion, and I think that it fits, and I love that he put this, he called it the cult of the coronavirus, because it brings into play all the things that we're talking about here. Leftism is not just about stamping out conservatism, because conservatism isn't just conservatism. It's Judeo-Christian conservatism. It's Christian conservatism. It's religious conservatism, but not in a cultish sort of way. In a something is greater than I sort of way, which ironically is exactly what leftists want to achieve. The idea of Christianity or some sort of religion, if you will, surrounding what we do is because we believe in something bigger than we are, and it is for the greater good. So why are they trying to destroy it? Because it's truly for the greater good. They tell you getting this shot is for the greater good. Do you believe it? Yeah, just like I said, a cobra makes a good house pet. So here's Tucker talking about this, and we'll expound upon it, but he's spot on with it.
Then and now is no, God is not dead. But a lot of the people who believed in him are dead, turns out. Not so long ago, this was an enthusiastically Christian country. As recently as 2009, 77% of Americans told pollsters they consider themselves to be believing Christians. Then in just 10 years over the course of the Obama administration, that number dropped by 12 points. Over the same period, the number of atheists and self-identified non-religious people in America jumped dramatically. And that was before COVID. Politicians used the pandemic across the country to close thousands of churches and throw Christians in prison for practicing their faith. Here was the scene, for example, last fall in Idaho, police arresting a congregation for singing hymns outdoors.
Praise him, all creatures, hear me low.
Socially distanced hymn singing outside. So what exactly was these people's crimes? That tape will be studied by future generations of historians trying to figure out what was going on. What did these people do wrong? Well, they publicly affirmed their belief in a power higher than government. Not allowed. Fewer and fewer Americans do that or even think to. But that does not mean, and this is the critical point, that does not mean this has become a secular country. There are no secular countries, just as there are no secular people. Everybody believes in something. All of us are born with the need to worship. The question is what? So no, America's not lost its religion, it's just replaced its religion. What's dying is the faith that created Western civilization, Christianity. In its place is a new creed. And like all religions, it has its own sacraments, its own sacred texts. It's the cult of coronavirus. Kathy Hochul is one of the high priestesses of this new faith. She's the governor of New York. Now, no one voted for her as governor, and that seems odd for a politician. But it's typical for a faith leader. No one voted for Jim Jones either. Yesterday, Kathy Hochul held her first service as the leader of the New York Diocese of the Corona Cult. Around her neck, she wore not a cross, that's yesterday's symbol, but instead a vaccination necklace. That necklace signified to the faithful gathered that Hochul has ascended to the select priesthood of those who have taken full intravenous communion. Listen to Bishop Hochul preach.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated, all of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We've talked about the Christianity drop
particularly when your kids go to college. It starts there. Immediately, people are like, you're crazy. Yeah, you believe in God. He's make-believe. What are you talking about? There's no such thing as God, whatever. So it's dropped from 70% of people who believed in Christianity in 2009. That's a huge drop. At one point, I believe it was 80% of Americans believed in a higher power. Now, according to Tucker, it dropped 12 points, so it's around 58%. What happens when we are no longer a God-fearing nation? Now, but I'm afield there. I'm digressing a bit. But it makes the bigger point of what I was talking about. Why are leftists doing what they're doing? Why are they, and Tucker sort of got it right in the sense that he says Americans have replaced their religion. They still believe in something. They've got all the sacraments and everything else. The question is, what is it? And in this case, it is the cult of coronavirus. Now, that's limiting it pretty far. It's not the cult of the coronavirus. The coronavirus is a symbol of what is coming. Because what did we do because of the cult of the coronavirus? Do I need to recap that many of us self-imprisoned? We segregated. Just trying to find a word. Thank you. Self-imprisoned, self-segregated. We told on each other. I mean, we did everything, and I'm going to go back to that imagery I talked about before, that Nazi graphic. Set your clocks back to what? 1942. Did Hitler want us to believe in God? No, government was bigger than God, and that's exactly what these people are wanting us to believe. Okay, let's all say we conform to the coronavirus thing. Are we all going to die? Of course we are. Who's going to protect you? Is the government going to one day go, hey, look, you can no longer die. We're only going to let this person die or this person die. While they may be able to dictate life and death to a degree, and let's face it, there's some atrocities happening to people where the so-called government picks and chooses the winners and losers. Those Afghanis hanging from cranes the other day that Joe Biden doesn't want to acknowledge. The many Americans who were killed in this country that we're never going to, in Afghanistan, because we're never going to hear about it because it doesn't fit the narrative and Joe Biden doesn't want to take responsibility for it. The life and death there, the mass graves of Christians killed in Nigeria because they wouldn't denounce Christianity and say that they would believe in Allah or believe in Elijah, whatever, the Muhammad or whoever the Muslims are about. You get what I'm saying? So what? People are dying of the shot. Who cares? There's a cult here. The cult of the vaccinated. The governor of New York wearing a vax necklace. You have to see it. And why do you think we did the counterpart to this? Why do you think that I, in my wisdom, said, you know what? We better push back on these clowns. We better go throw back, look at history, and ask ourselves, is this the way this is how we treated black folks, the coloreds? And I told you that these people will, that it's going to be a separation of vax versus unvax. Per Alan West quote, that the left is the most divisive group of people on the planet, always looking for a way to wedge something in and separate it apart. Tucker called it full intravenous communion. And think about what Hochul or whatever the governor of New York said. She says, you're the smart ones. You're the ones who got vaccinated. And then she goes on to give you the sermon. People are not listening to God. You need to be my apostles. Let me tell you, people who decided that you do not want to get a vaccination based on a disease that is not going to kill you, most likely, you need to be apostles. Apostles for yourselves. Apostles for all the people who understand this thing. She goes on to say, we owe this to each other. We love one another. Please get vaccinated because I love you and I want you to live. I wonder if she's going to talk to the people that are getting killed through the various violence that leftists commit each and every day in every one of these major cities. Do you really believe she wants them to live?
We have so many ways to push back on this, it's pathetic. The question is, will our leaders do it? You are more powerful than you think in pushing back against this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.